KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies and 64 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 76. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Well, storms that formed in Nebraska late Wednesday night moved into parts of western and southwest Iowa early this morning. Here in Atlantic, we received just a trace of precipitation. The first warnings for our listening area were broadcast at around 11:40 p.m. and affected eastern Douglas County in Nebraska and western Pottawatomie County. About 20 minutes later, additional warnings have been issued for northwestern Mills and southwestern Pott counties. According to the National Weather Service, half-dollar-sized hail fell near Lake Manawa shortly after midnight. Then about 45 minutes later, severe thunderstorm warnings were issued for eastern Mills, southwestern Montgomery, and extreme northwestern Page counties. Penny-sized hail was reported to have fallen about 3 miles west of Pacific Junction at around 12:25 a.m., according to the Weather Service. As the storms in southwest Iowa moved out to the southeast, other storms moved into western and northwest Iowa and tracked eastward. Thunderstorm warnings went out for Crawford and Sac counties at around 1:45 a.m. It wasn't long afterward that penny to quarter-sized hail began to fall in Mapleton in Monona County. Less than an hour after the warnings were issued for Crawford and Sac counties, the Weather Service in Des Moines issued warnings for northeastern Audubon and northern Guthrie counties, and those same storms then moved into Dallas County and points east, bringing half-dollar-sized hail to Adel, along with winds up to 50 miles per hour at around 3:30 this morning. Thus far, there have been no immediate reports of damage. KJAN News, time is 7:08.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Masker Plumbing and Heating has proudly served the Atlantic and surrounding areas for the past 16 years and is still going strong for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Students enrolled in the first ever Iowa legislature-approved Pilot Online Learning Academy for K through 12th grades begin classes today, just as their counterparts head off to the classroom learning environment in a traditional brick-and-mortar type building. The CAM School Board in January approved the entering into of an agreement with Iowa Connections Academy for the 2012-2013 school year. IACA Principal James Brower said the response they've received since enrollments started to be accepted after the open enrollment deadline of March the 1st has been phenomenal. Brower said as of Wednesday morning, 217 students had been enrolled full-time in the online program, and it was possible, he said, they could have had 225 students by the time the virtual school bell rings this morning. Students enrolled in the online academy, which will have a building located in Oneida, receive their education from fully licensed, totally endorsed teachers in their respective contact areas on a daily basis.
On a daily basis, students would, in a sense, conduct their schooling and interact with our teachers on a daily basis using whatever forms of communication and technology we have. And that could be strictly by email, it could be by webcam, it could be by webinars, it could also be by phone. And then in addition to that, we'll be hosting throughout the year different field trips and different club activities where students can actually get together with their other cohorts and colleagues and as well as teachers, so that we make sure we have a social aspect to the program as well.
And while some people may be skeptical of students sloughing off by not attending an actual classroom setting, Brower said the power of being able to guide your own learning and have it facilitated by a teacher provides students with a sense of autonomy and responsibility.
Where a student under the guise of a learning coach, which tends to be a parent or a guardian, they can change their schedule. And traditionally, of course, school would occur between 7:30 and 3. Now the families have the power to be able to determine how and when do they want to complete various aspects of their schooling. In some cases, some students actually will hold part-time jobs, and their particular work shifts may actually be in the morning from 7 to, let's say, 11:30 or 7 o'clock a.m. to noon, and then they will put in their required amount of hours in the afternoon and early evening. And then each of our parents are required to submit the attendance and keep track of attendance every day, because we do have to comply with all attendance laws and regulations as any student would in the brick-and-mortar school setting.
Now, there is no online tracking of the students per se. Brower says, however, that some of the high school courses are set up so that students will be required to attend a webinar-type setting and interact with other students as well as the teacher. He said one of the reasons online courses are becoming more and more popular is the matter of bullying in the traditional school setting. He said while he has no hard numbers, the parents he's heard from cited that problem as one reason for keeping their students home.
I've made well over 125, 130 phone calls to date with each of our families that have been enrolled. And I would go so far to say about three-quarters of those families at some point have indicated that there's been a form of bullying or harassment which led to being one of the reasons, if not the reason, for looking at online schooling option. It's a staggering number to actually be able to wrap my brain around.
Brower says as a virtual public school, they'll still have to abide by the various accreditation guidelines and all state laws and regulations. And since they work with the CAM district, the requirements are tied to what the CAM school board has approved, and the graduates receive their diploma from CAM. Connections will coordinate and host the graduation ceremonies. Currently, around a half a dozen students will graduate next spring from the academy if they successfully complete the program. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements in just a moment.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And then noise. Why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. 243-2260.
Masker Plumbing and Heating has proudly served the Atlantic and surrounding areas for the past 16 years and is still going strong for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In our funeral announcements, John Saunders, age 85, of Cedar Rapids and formerly of Cumberland, died August the 9th. Funeral services for John Saunders will be this morning at 10 o'clock at St. Timothy's Catholic Church, south of Cumberland. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Del Warner, age 61, of Adair, died Saturday at the Adair County, in Adair. Memorial services for Del Warner will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair, with the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair in charge of arrangements. Gene Burnham, age 88, of Griswold, died Monday at the Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Gene Burnham will be held today at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Doon Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Irene Jorgensen, age 86, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Irene Jorgensen will be held today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Martha Marie Larson, age 84, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Martha Larson will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is assisting with the arrangements. Marie Elise Mashu Laufer, age 91, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Private graveside services for Marie Mashu Laufer will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic Catholic Cemetery. An open visitation will be held at the funeral home today and tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., with visitation for friends Friday evening from 5 until 7. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Hazel Henningsen, age 92, of Walnut, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Hazel Henningsen will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Margaret K. Norman, age 91, of Harlan and formerly of Portsmouth, died Wednesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Margaret Norman will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Amrilla Jean Shires, age 83, of Arizona and formerly of the Griswold and Elliott areas, died August the 8th in Arizona. Graveside services for Rilla Shires will be held Monday at 10 a.m. at the Hillside Cemetery in Elliott. with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.